Bob Muscatel Show, and Dan Schlossberg is here. Travel Thursdays with Danny. What a great baseball writer, folks. If you haven't experienced any of his books, man, you've got to start with the new Baseball Bible. It is fantastic. It's got tidbits all over the place. And also, Baseball's Memorable Misses, which is a great one. You don't want to, pardon the pun, miss it. It's an exploration of almost but not quite feats in Major League Baseball history. So both are available at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And here he is, folks, joining us today. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great. After a doubleheader win last night, how could I not be?
Oh, man, oh, man. So I told you off the air. Now I'll tell you on the air that I looked at the game-by-game Brave results recently because we've been musing about the fact that it seems like every time we get together on a Thursday morning, the Braves have won the night before or the day before. Well, you know what the current win streak is, Danny?
I don't know, but it's pretty good. I know that.
Six in a row. And 8 out of the last 9. So Danny's thinking, I like this Thursday morning get-together with Bob. It's working out pretty well. Yeah, I think it is. So anyway, yeah, you guys really love your Wednesdays. My goodness.
Well, it's wonderful Wednesdays, but terrific Thursdays.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so we're going to talk a little about Union Station in Washington, D.C. today. So good topic. Take it away, my friend.
Well, it's one of my favorite places because, as you know, I love anything on tracks, so trains certainly qualifies. And I love history and architecture, and I love Washington, D.C., so it's a trifecta. And the Union Station was designed in 1907, and that was when Walter Johnson was a rookie with the Washington Senators.
Wow.
It was completed in April 1908. And during World War II, Bob, it was really busy. He kept this 42,000 passengers a day.
Ooh.
During World War II. There was a great demand for train service then.
Yeah, I guess so. It attracts, on an annual basis, still 37 million visitors. Wow.
That's right. And one of them used to be President Biden. He would ride the trains back home to Delaware when he was a U.S. senator. He rode the trains all the time. They knew him quite well.
Yeah. So they've got a lot of people that can use this, and a lot of people do still. And as you say, it's been open a long time. It was designed, the building has been designated as a historic landmark, and that was back in 64, so it's been around a while.
Yes, and listed in the National Register of Historic Places in 69, and also Columbus Plaza in front of Union Station was listed in 1980. So a lot of historic places right around that area.
And they've got a lot of retailers in that area, too, so people can, you know, it's not just a train station, but also some good shopping down there, too, huh?
More than 50 places. They've got a food court, which is pretty nice, on the lower level, several dine-in restaurants. And I remember specifically buying some, they had a presidential stand there where you could buy different things about politics. Whatever your preference is, they had it.
Yeah, it's not surprising, I guess, considering where it happens to be. We're talking about Union Station in Washington, D.C. And visitors can take a tour, right? It'll last about an hour and a half?
You can take a tour, and you got a close-up view of the details and ornamentation of the architecture and learn what's being done today to preserve for the future. And since it's over 100 years old, it needs a lot of preservation and restoration.
And it seems that every time we talk about a train station, unfortunately, we can probably hearken back to an accident. And sure enough, in 53, the brakes failed on a passenger train, which crashed, but no one was killed. So, I mean, you know, there is something at the end of, there's a little, you know, color in the rainbow at the end of that story. But that was pretty serious back in 53.
Right, the engineer was able to warn that he was on a runaway train. He was sounding his whistle endlessly, and they cleared out as much as they could, and the train crashed right through the stop and went through into the building and crashed through the ceiling of the main hall. And it's amazing that nobody was killed. But in 1981, Bob, pieces of the ceiling crashed onto the main waiting room after a driving rain, and that closed most of the station and disrupted Amtrak travel.
Mm. And we're on a theme here because in 2011, you tell me that an earthquake hit, and you were in that area, right?
Yes, the epicenter was in Mineral, Virginia. It was a 5.8 magnitude, pretty serious earthquake. And I was in a nearby Smithsonian Museum. I thought, actually, that it was a bomb, but it was a prolonged sound, so I knew it couldn't have been a bomb. And it was the earthquake. And it damaged the main hall ceiling of Union Station, and pieces actually fell on passengers below.
And they passed an act, the Union Station Redevelopment Act in 1981, which gave a new kind of a feel to Union Station. They had a chance to rehab it a little bit, huh?
It authorized the Secretary of Transportation to rehabilitate and restore the station complex and turn it into a multi-use transportation terminal. And they did a pretty good job. And 2 years later, the Secretary of Transportation established a public and private partnership to fund a $160 million restoration, which was completed 5 years later. And now they have three levels of retail space.
And looks like that rehab went very well. They've got new directories and everything. It must be very impressive to see.
Yes, a lot of digital signage. The main hall restoration was completed in May 2016. And the station spot is not only the hub for Amtrak and the local MARC rail, but also for Metro subway trains, buses, and Old Town trolley tours. And covering, listen what's nearby, the nearby White House, Capitol, Lincoln Memorial, Washington Monument, the 2 acres of Vietnam War Memorial on the National Mall, and free, and if it's free, it's for me, exhibits of the 17th Smithsonian's.
Wow. And Union Station also includes one of the best designed but least known Smithsonian's. And listen, you and I talk about museums all the time. I didn't even know there was a U.S. Postal Museum, but really there's a museum for everything, so I should have known that.
The Postal Museum happens to be one of my favorites. It's probably the smallest Smithsonian museum, certainly the least known, but it tracks the entire history of the Postal Service. Shows you all the stamps, many stamps, and also has the transportation used by the post office, from the Pony Express to trains to buses to everything.
How about that? And they've also got a lot of train gates, but also a bus terminal, parking garage, and boy, they really included everything there. It looks like the rehab went very well about 40 years ago.
It's kind of like a pitcher getting Tommy John surgery. It comes back strong.
That's exactly right. So if we want to know anything more about Union Station in Washington, D.C., I guess we can just pop that into Google, and up comes a lot of information, I would imagine, huh?
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Got it. And next week, are we going to be talking 4th of July? I believe we are.
We're going to talk best places to spend 4th of July on the East Coast. So you'll hear about Boston, Philadelphia, and a whole bunch of other places.
How about that? Always timely. Dan Schlossberg, thank you. I hope the winning streak continues for your Braves. You're welcome, by the way. And always always a pleasure to talk to you, Danny. And stay safe in the meantime, huh?
Thank you, Bob. And thank you for beating the Mets yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yeah, we're trying our best. Thank you, buddy. Take good care. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, joining us today on WLIS WMRD AM and FM.